Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying sunny skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S. has struck Iran for the sixth consecutive night. Tehran targeted Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain, warning of further attacks on regional civilian infrastructure. Also, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched its fifth night of strikes on Iran. Israel is considering its options for joining the conflict as Washington plans to target infrastructure and energy facilities. Also this hour, Walla reveals that a complaint has been filed in Portugal against an Israeli, accusing him of war crimes. The complaint comes from a Belgian foundation targeting IDF soldiers. Separately, JNS reports that Marco Rubio has criticized U.S. counterterrorism efforts. He claims they have overlooked far-left political violence, prompting new visa restrictions on related groups. And finally, I24NEWS_EN reports that a large number of anti-Semitic stickers have appeared in Amsterdam. This follows intensified incitement against Dutch Jews since early October. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago that Iran's Fars news agency confirmed 7 deaths from U.S. strikes on bridges, with 9 others injured. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, mentioned 15 minutes ago that Iran targeted the King Fahd Bridge between Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, with sirens and explosions heard in Qatar. Belaz News, a conflict monitoring account, posted half an hour ago that an Iran-backed group in Iraq announced a $10 million bounty on President Trump. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict. The Times of Israel reports that U.S. strikes on Iran have intensified, targeting key infrastructure. Tehran's response included threats against regional civilian sites, escalating tensions. This ongoing conflict raises concerns over the stability of the entire region. Turning to Israel's potential involvement in the conflict, Ynet notes that Washington has briefed Jerusalem on its strategic plans. Israeli officials are assessing the risks and potential scenarios of joining the U.S.-led efforts. The situation could significantly impact Israel's regional diplomacy and security posture. Meanwhile, a Belgian foundation has filed a war crimes complaint in Portugal against an Israeli linked to the IDF, as reported by Walla. The individual allegedly served in the 890th Paratroopers Battalion. This case could influence international views on Israel's military actions and legal challenges abroad. In the United States, Marco Rubio has pointed out gaps in counterterrorism against far-left violence, according to JNS. The new visa restrictions aim to address these threats, which were previously dismissed as partisan issues. This policy shift may affect U.S. domestic security and international relations. Finally, concerning rising anti-Semitism in Europe, I24NEWS_EN highlights a worrying trend in the Netherlands. Anti-Jewish sentiments have surged since October, with calls for violence during pro-Palestine marches. This situation underscores the growing challenge of combating hate speech and protecting minority communities. On the economic front. First, CTEC reveals that Israel's physical AI ecosystem has attracted over $10 billion in funding across 125 companies. The defense and mobility sectors are particularly robust, reflecting the country's innovative edge. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, oil prices have climbed by 2% due to tensions in the Persian Gulf, nearing $80 a barrel. The U.S. emergency stockpile is at a historic low, impacting global oil markets. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the evolving tech talent landscape in Israel. With AI integration and job uncertainty, companies must shift their focus from perks to genuine employer branding. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.